Bennett in Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Attention listeners, are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? Well, at PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with the Metabolic Reset System. Their science-backed method that gets your body to burn fat first, not sugar. Plus, they're the only program where they guarantee your success and your results. I can attest, I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks. I've kept it off for years. No starving, no workouts, no risky drugs, just a smarter system that resets your metabolism, shrinks dangerous belly fat, and keeps it off permanently. For radio listeners only, they are sweetening the pot for you by waiving your consultation fee, getting you 2 extra weeks of the program free, covering the cost of food during the program, and just for booking, you'll receive their 5 steps to reset the scale book for free. But don't wait. The guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. Call 864-644-1900 now and mention code New Year. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
Walter up to the Road Rage. We are back. Texter says, do you really believe the Diablo will use the transfer portal to the degree you think is needed? I don't know. I honestly don't know. I think there's still resistance. I mean, you know, I listened to the coach show last night and I heard what was discussed today. What concerns me is I think before you can actually fix something, you have to acknowledge that there's a problem. And I think that holds true in many realms of life, many addictions. I think it's true in football, too. I think it's true in sports. In other words, I don't think it's enough to say that this year hasn't gone how we hoped. Because I don't think it's a one-year problem. I think it's like a 5 or 6 year problem. And yes, there was winning, but there wasn't winning up to Clemson's prior standards. Now, I'm still going to allow for this possibility in all this. You know, I was going to put this up, Ramona, as a poll on the website. So let's.
Did I tell you when we were in the break? I'm trying to eat my sandwich, and he said, "Eat your sandwich." I said, "No, I can't because you'll talk to me when we come back." And I go to eat my sandwich, and he asked me something.
Did you get a bite of it yet?
No.
All right. Well, eat one bite of it right now.
Well, how am I going to do that?
Yeah, right
talk
now.
To you?
No, you're just going to eat one bite live now, live on air. Eat one bite live on air. Yeah, yeah. We're going to wait. We're all waiting with anticipation for your review because my review on all this food is it's just unbelievable. It's like heaven on earth. Oh, she likes it. I can tell by the face. You He's got that look like on a puppy when you pet him under the chin. Okay, you swallowed
that
it.
That is so good.
Okay, so now what did you have? I have no idea what you had.
A turkey sandwich.
Okay.
On a cheese bagel.
Oh, really? Oh,
and it's got American cheese and tomato and everything on it. And when I opened it up, I had it steamed.
Oh.
And it just got all over me.
Oh.
It's delicious.
Yeah. So we'll be telling you more about those good people. Okay, I said one bite, and you can get to eat the rest of it. Now we got to do the poll. You're gonna have to come back to your steam.
Take a degenerate gambler, Tim. He's been waiting.
All right.
There you go.
Degenerate gambler, Tim. What's going on, Tim?
It's okay, Walt. I got all day.
Yeah, I figured you did.
Hey, before I get to what I called about, I'm going to give help the plug the Iron Horse Steamers. Place is incredible. We actually live about 3 or 4 minutes from it, around the corner. And not only their bagels, their sandwiches, but even their coffee's really good. So.
Man, I am glad. I am glad that I don't live 3 minutes from the place, because I'd be 500 pounds.
Yeah, it will definitely do that to you, yeah. Especially some of the dessert.
Oh my God, so, I had this piece of pie. I don't even know what it was. It was the most sinfully delicious pie I've ever had in my life. It had some cookie on top of it. I think Ramona knows the name of it. I was going to get a piece. They have some pumpkin chocolate.
Butter cookie pie.
Butter cookie pie is the pie I had. Oh, my God. This is unbelievable.
Well, I might have to do the old trick what I did with Dunkin' Donuts for you and Ramona and grab something one day and bring it to you. So.
Well, let's wait a while, okay? Because Shelly also sent us donuts, all right? So we're going to need a break after today. We need to go into a long fast after today.
Hey, I know you're getting ready to talk college football or transition to it. And obviously, being a Tar Heel fan, I'd just soon not talk about college football at all. So
it's getting a little better. It's getting a little better. The last 2 weeks, you should have won.
Yes. I didn't have a problem then going for two. I just,
No, well, you don't have a P4 win, so there's no, that was worth a shot. And both of those games, you fumbled at the goal line. I mean, the Cal game, you're going in to win the game, and you fumble an inch from the goal line.
Yeah, it's been a little tough, but, hopefully it's going to continue to improve. We will see.
Yeah.
But mostly what I called about, I know you, like I say, you're transitioning to football. I am also a Dodgers fan. And, people are complaining about the Dodgers, all the money they spent. I think some of them's Braves fan because we plucked Freddie Freeman from the Braves. You know, it's unlimited money. When you don't have a salary cap and you can manage your money properly and manage your signings and even, their, I'm trying to think of the term here, AAA, AA, they're all great programs. So it's not like every other team is on an uneven playing field. Most of the owners just keep the money.
Well, yeah. I mean, I get that point. I mean, there are multiple elements at play, but a salary cap would not force you to spend the money. So that part is true. You really need two different legislative acts, I think. Look, listen, I get that there are people who are Dodger fans who are going to make this argument to degenerate gambler Tim, wink, wink. And that is that the money doesn't matter and that this is the way of the world. And in a free market society that, there are haves and have-nots, and some people want to spend their money and make their team better, and others don't. I think there's some truth to that, and that's the dilemma. However, when you look at the National Football League and you look and the effect of the salary cap, now, some will say this. Well, yes, Walt, it does make the thing more competitive, but at the end of the day, the same team still win. You know, that the Patriots won and the Chiefs win and, you know, the Eagles win. The same team still win. There's something to that as well. There really is. I mean, it's not – we have the salary cap model in the National Football League, but it's not like the Super Bowl wins are being equally spread around. They're not. They're all the same teams. So, you know, we can complain all we want. And, you know, the only time we complain is when the Dodgers actually go on to win the World Series. That's when we complain.
Well, hopefully it's going to be two in a row, but, you know, time will tell. Toronto's good, but I too, didn't make it up till past the ninth inning. So I had to get up and watch the highlights the next morning.
Well, so, yeah, I understand. I understand, you know, that you lightweights couldn't make it. I understand. You lightweight Dodger fans, I understand.
Yes, very lightweight, definitely. And sleep is at a premium.
Yeah,
so
I get it.
Anyway, thanks, Walt. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tim. Tim just said diabetes. Yeah, I know. Trust me, I know.
Yeah, I think that was the answer when you said I don't know what the pie's called.
Oh! you're right. But trust me, it's worth it. It's worth it. You have to try those pies. I mean, that place is just absolutely incredible. Texas said, "I have literally heard Robert say on the show that he hates baseball." That I think that's true. I think Robert S. said he hates baseball. I believe he said that. All right. So here's the poll question, Ramona. Poll question number one is a simple yes or no. You're going to like this, Ramona. It's basically a simple yes or no. Is Clemson's 2026 starting quarterback presently on the roster? Yes or no? And you can go and to the Roar FM website and follow the prompt and answer this poll question. It's as simple as can be. I'm just asking a simple question. Is Clemson's 2026 starting quarterback presently on the roster? Yes or no? Again, people already answered me on the text line. I need you to go. Look, you help us when you go to the website. You do. You're doing us a favor. We appreciate it. But only takes you a second. I'm not asking you to walk 5 miles. Just go to the website. Let your fingers do the walking. RoarFM.com. Quickly answer that question. Ramona doesn't even have it up yet, so you can't do it yet. Give her like 5 minutes and some water to wash down the sandwich she's wolfing down.
Yeah, and I thought I was going to, you know, do a Napier. I couldn't get the water bottle open.
Really?
Yeah, I finally got it.
Okay, good.
So I'm happy.
Yeah, there you go. 940, by the way, who I don't think has access, said yes. 940, so you think that Christopher Vezina is going to be the starter, or do you think Denson's going to be the starter? I think Denson's going to need another year. That's just physically, that's how he looked to me. Like, he'll need another year. I don't think, I think from a physical maturity standpoint, look, ultimately he may be the answer, but I think you need, look, I've said this before. And look, I don't want to influence your poll responses. You give your own answers without any regard to what I'm saying. I think you absolutely need a transfer portal quarterback. Now, I think Vezina showed a lot of promise in the only game we've seen him as a starter. And, you know, that's not really fair to him either. But you think about all the quarterbacks who have played college football. Think about Arch Manning. How did his first game look as a starter? He's been in that system, right? He's been sitting idly by in that system. How did his first game? Now, I know that was against Ohio State, a little bit of a difference. Okay, so how did his second game go? Or his third game? Or his fourth game? How did they go? Christopher Vezina really played well. He certainly played much better than Arch Manning did in any of his initial opportunities, right? I mean, I think that much is clear, correct? So I'm not ruling him out. I think people are ruling him out. I don't know why. He showed poise. He hung in there. He has more than adequate arm strength. Better arm than Cade Klubnik, in my view. And I think that he showed toughness. He hung in against a legitimate pass rush. And he delivered the ball. So I think there were some things to like. So that's good to me. Again, do I think he's the starting quarterback? Listen, I'm going to go back to something I've said forever because I think it's still true. We can talk about transfer portal all we want, Morgan Thomas. We can talk about transfer portal through the end of time. But there's one other simple truth that people just want to keep ignoring. And they want to talk about, you know, offensive line or defensive line or, you know, cornerbacks or this or that or coaches. But the one simple truth that's the most important truth in all of football all the time, it's the quarterback, stupid. And what I mean by that is that's what it always is. It's always the quarterback. It's always been the quarterback. It will always be the quarterback. That's where all of football starts. To the people who think it all starts from the line of scrimmage, that's horse crap. It starts with the quarterback. It always has. You know, that's why the quarterback is the most valued position. That's why it's coveted in the National Football League. That's why offensive linemen are never considered in the same class. That's why no one's trading their best quarterback for anyone's two best offensive linemen. It's quarterbacks that win first. The rest you can get. And quarterbacks can negate, as Collinsworth correctly said on a recent broadcast, quarterbacks can negate a lot of shoddy offensive line play when they're good. And again, it's this simple. If Clemson's quarterback this year was named Deshaun Watson or Trevor Lawrence, Clemson would be unbeaten. They'd be 7-0. It's just that simple. It's not even debatable. You can talk about all these things, other things, all you want. If Clemson's quarterback was either Deshaun Watson or Trevor Lawrence or was Diego Pavia or Mendoza or somebody else, Clemson would be 7-0 and unbeaten. The reason they're not is the quarterback play has been awful. That's the reality. And so before we begin to talk about transfer portal, and I agree, Clemson needs the transfer portal. Everyone else is doing it. You can't sit idly by and let all the rivals do it. You know, it's like this, okay? Let's say you live in a neighborhood that's in the middle of an arms war, all right? And you're at home with your BB gun, all right? And you've got some other guns that are being made, but they're not ready yet, okay? But all of your neighbors have AK-47s.
What kind of analogy is this,
right? You get in a fight with them, you're not winning, okay? And that's what it is. When these other schools have advantages, naturally, Ohio State, Texas, Georgia, LSU, geographic recruiting advantages, which they do, then you're already behind the eight ball. The great equalizer for Clemson was the quarterback. It was Deshaun Watson. It was Trevor Lawrence. That's how you won national titles. Those guys were the great equalizers. Clemson doesn't have that now. They just don't. Clemson's starting quarterback is going to leave here with the worst record of any quarterback in the Dabo Swinney era, by far. By far. And if you had a Diego Pavia, you'd be unbeaten. If you had a Haynes King, you'd be unbeaten. You just don't have any of those ingredients at that position. And so, before we even talk about portal, there's another argument to be made. And the argument is maybe Clemson's actually good enough everywhere else, but that guys lose motivation when they see that they're not going to win because the quarterback play just isn't good enough. And somehow that's got to be fixed. So if Clemson wants to compete at a super elite level, it's always that question. What do I say in the NFL with all these quarterbacks and the issue of paying them? Oh, yeah, go to break. We're late. What I always say is when people ask, should we pay a Kirk Cousins when he was with Washington? Washington didn't. They kept putting him on one-year renewables. They didn't want to pay him long-term. Because the question is always this, and this is how you need to look at it collegially too. My way of analyzing whether you should pay an NFL quarterback $55 million is simple. Can he win me a Super Bowl? If the answer is yes, pay him. If the answer is no, do not pay him. And so I think Clemson has to look at their quarterback situation the same way. Can Christopher Vezina win me a national championship? If the answer is yes, then maybe you stay the status quo. If the answer is no or you don't know, then you have to bring in a challenger to him. And I'm of the opinion you have to bring in a challenger. Quick break. It's Bruce and Red as soon as we get back.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Get ready, Upstate. The legendary Jason Carter, renowned fiddler for the Del McCoury Band, is bringing his own Jason Carter Band to the Walhalla Performing Arts Center Friday, November 7th. From the Grand Ole Opry to the Grammy stage, Jason's fiery fiddle and soulful sound will have you tapping your toes and clapping your hands all night long. Tickets are on sale now at WalhallaPack.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss this unforgettable night of world-class bluegrass.
When reliability matters, trust American Doormasters. Is your garage door opener broken? One of the most common issues we handle is garage doors that suddenly stop working. At American Doormasters, we diagnose and fix problems like broken springs, offering professional service at a great price. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we provide top-quality garage door installation and repair. Whatever your needs, call American Doormasters today at 864-990-3075 for prompt and professional service.
It's the ideal time of year to visit ACD Sports on 123 in Easley. ACD has a great selection of Clemson items for all ages in their Clemson fan shop, plus spirit wear for Pickens County Schools. ACD does team uniforms, company caps and polos, embroidery and screen printing, and can set your team, business, or group up with a free online store with items using your logo. Find out why you should have ACD Sports on your team. Open weekdays 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 5. ACD Sports, Highway 123, Easley, next to Chick-fil-A.
Blue and white trucks rolling down the street. Fixing pipes and wires that can't be beat. From the upstate hills to the valley low. Ace Plumbing's the name everybody.
Friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game. Everything has to be right, so when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold white and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
It's the Upstate Veterans Alliance 10th Annual South Carolina Veteran Upstate Salute, honoring veterans and first responders at Floor Field in downtown Greenville. See the Special Forces Jump Team, Aerial Flyover, Drill Team Exhibitions, Rifle Salute, and more.
featuring music from country artist Daryl Worley with opener Ryan Spencer. Sunday, November 9th, the salute to our veterans and first responders at Fluor Field, downtown Greenville. Tickets just $5 at upstatesalute.com. Gates open at 2 with a concert at 4. Honor our veterans and first responders with country artist Daryl Worley. Sunday, November 9th, honor the men and women who served to keep us free and safe. Go to upstatesalute.com for tickets and more information.
Discover exceptional value and reliability at Toyota of Easley, where your satisfaction is our top priority. Whether you're in the market for a sleek sedan, a rugged SUV, or a fuel-efficient hybrid, we've got the perfect vehicle for you. Our friendly team is ready to assist with personalized service and unbeatable offers. Don't miss out on the chance to drive home your dream Toyota. Visit us today at Toyota of Easley and experience the difference.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HD TV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for the best coverage of the NFL Draft and the top 100 players is right here on The Roar on Road Rage with Walt Deptula, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m., where every day is game day.
In a place you only dream of, your soul is always free. Silver stages, golden curtains, filled by it, red as could be. As a rainbow grew around the sun, all my stars above, and I came from somewhere beyond the sea.
Remastered Outlaws, the Guitar Army on a Tuesday, right? It's Tuesday? Yes, it's Tuesday. You know, so many wonderful people, Ramona. We are stuffing our faces with food today. Texters are not wrong. And thank you to Shelly for all the Krispy Kreme Halloween collection of donuts that we are enjoying. Let me get to the phones. You can get in 654-7627. So go to the website, and is the poll question up there now, Ramona?
Yes.
Clemson's starting quarterback is on – Clemson's 2026 starting quarterback is on the roster already for next year. Yes or no? True or false? Yes or no? Bruce and then Red. Bruce, how are you, Bruce? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt. How are you?
Good, Bruce. Appreciate you getting in.
All righty. I got a couple of random questions, and my memory's probably shot.
Okay.
Who was the quarterback, I think he was local, that showed off in, I don't think it was the past spring game, but maybe two spring games ago?
Yeah, Trent Pierman.
Clemson?
Trent Pierman.
Okay, is he still at Clemson?
Yes. But I don't think anyone thinks he's in line for a shot at the job.
Wow. Okay. Remember all the talk 2 years ago about, I mean, everybody came out of the spring game.
Yeah.
Thinking he was like the guy, but apparently he was like the guy for two spring games ago.
Well, look, I think what it is I think he was a great high school player, but I think he has some physical limitations that, don't translate as well. Well, there are a lot of Clemson fans who think otherwise. There's still a lot of Clemson fans who think he should have already played this year and that he would have carved up SMU and he played against them too. So,
Okay.
You know,
is he on the depth chart? Is he behind Vezina?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like right behind Mazzema?
Well, because Denson played a little. Well, he played one snap in that game. But I think there's a lot of belief that Denson might be the future. I just think the question is, when does that future arrive? And, you know, and I think that as of today, in my mind, you're looking squarely at Christopher Vezina being the starting quarterback next year with a package of plays for Denson that are more run-based. That's where I think Clemson is as of today.
Got it. Second question, we keep talking about Trevor and Deshaun. Did they have great quarterback coaches during their tenure as opposed to maybe, I don't even know, do we have a dedicated
quarterback coach? Yeah, Bruce, I think it's a fair question, but I think the answer to that question is that there are guys who are just born to play the position, and at least at the collegiate level, they don't even need a quarterback coach. I mean, it helps, and it certainly helps, but Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence were born to play that position, at least at the collegiate level, and they were both absolutely incredible players. And the reality is that Cade Klubnik's just nowhere near as talented as either one of those guys, and never was, not from day one. And he was compared to Deshaun Watson. Dabo Swinney compared him to Deshaun Watson, but the reality is there's no connection there. I mean, there just isn't. Cade just not that level of player. I mean, that's just the reality of it. Despite the fact a lot of people tried to make him the number one pick of the draft before the year, which we told you all along was not going to happen.
Got it. Thanks, Walt. Yeah,
thank you, Bruce. Good speaking with you. Red, how are you, Red? Good to have you.
Hey, well, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Red.
Hey, I got a question for you. Is there any chance that Cade can come back next year? Is he done?
No, I think he's done. I mean, I honestly think that Clemson needs to move on. I think Clemson needs to start to chart a new path away from these last few years.
Okay, because I thought I saw somewhere where he could come back and be chosen.
Yeah, I'm
not sure.
Yeah, Brad, I really can't hear you, Brad.
Okay.
Whatever that noise is, it's just overwhelming. But
okay.
But good talking to you, Brad. Thank you. I think Clemson needs a new path forward, and a new direction, and that includes that position. In fact, I think that's the number one position that Clemson has to address in the portal. That's how I view it. I think that you have to have an elite guy at that position. Now, if Christopher Vezina wins that competition and turns out to be that guy, great. Then you have two guys or three guys if Denson is a part of that equation. But you need a bridge guy. And by bridge guy, I don't mean one of these old clipboard carrying types that, you know, the plan is to make him a member of the staff in the future. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you need if you want to get back to the top of the college football world, if you want to win the ACC, get back to the playoff, and be viable in the playoff, you need a dude at that position, period. You need an elite player at that position. I mean, Vanderbilt is in the hunt because they have a dude. Georgia Tech is in the hunt because they have a dude. Indiana is in the hunt because they have a dude. That's what Clemson has to have, and that's what they have to find. So the next question is, who is it? That's the next question. If you buy that, and again, Ramona, just out of curiosity, I know you just put that poll up. Are there any votes in it yet? Go to the website and participate in the Roar FM poll. Is the starting quarterback for Clemson for 2026 presently on the roster or not? That's what I want to know. Emery, how are you, Emery? Good to have you.
I'm doing well, sir. Enjoying the show so far.
Thank you.
So what I want to talk about, I'm a 2024 grad, man, been in the upstate my whole life, Orange since the day I was born, just love it. But I think you were absolutely right about Cade. I've been saying all along that I feel like he's just a squirrely quarterback. I think he's got all the arm talent you could ever want, but he just doesn't have the ability to slow the game down. But I wanted to bring up something. To me, man, I watch every press conference. I'm in the recruiting, the whole deal. It looks like that a little bit of a culture shift has occurred in Clemson. And I don't think that it's I think that great players like Trevor and Deshaun covered it up over time. I mean, we only have, like, only a few coaches that are on the current system that were there when we went on that legendary stretch. And do you think that kind of this lapse has been that Dabo has not been put in the he needs to make a really great hire like Nick Saban was capable of doing year after year after year, and he put all his eggs in one basket with a quarterback that's not that great? That's my question.
Yeah, there are a lot of things covered in that, Emery. And by the way, really good job. Is this your first call to the show?
No, I've done this a time or two.
I thought so, too. All right, well, you know, I think that I think it's a complex issue, but I do think that Clemson got too young at coachings. Too many spots with too many guys who played here, too many guys who had to be coached to coach. Remember Dabo Sweeney said something to the effect of, it's his job to coach the coaches. Well, you know, when you don't have to coach the coaches as much is when the coaches have experience coaching. And when you have to coach them more is when they have less experience coaching. And I think there were just too many of those guys at the same time. And I think that hurt. But you're right about, I think Deshaun and Trevor were able to cover up for a lot of deficiencies. Now, the 2018 team didn't have many deficiencies. That team had dogs all over the field. This team doesn't. This team doesn't have those kind of personalities. It doesn't have those dominant personalities. And, you know, some might blossom from this year. You know, maybe a Sammy Brown becomes that type of guy moving forward. And you're going to need that because this team has lacked that element, even the bullwear element, the element of an A-kicker who just – who demanded more of everybody, including himself. And I don't think this team has had that. And then I think this team has lacked leadership at the quarterback position. I think, you know, your one-word description of Cade as squirrely, I think it's fair. I mean, it's unfortunate, but I think it's fair. The only thing I would differ with you is I don't think he has arm talent. I mean, I think that's another deficiency. But I think that that's – problem 1A moving forward, it's fixing that position. You need an elite guy at that position. And so I think the first thing you have to ask yourself is, can Christopher Vezina actually be that guy? See, I'm not so sure of that. Therefore, I think you at the very least need to challenge them. And then if he rises more and he plays to that level and he shows he has a different level to his game and he deserves that shot, then maybe he is that kind of guy. But as of now, I think that's got to be your first priority, going out and finding a guy who actually is elite and at that position.
And I also think, you know, in some ways, Dabo has created a family culture which has lended itself to the program, which has built a really great program from, a men-building perspective, which is wonderful in so many ways. But In the grand scheme of things, he doesn't get paid to build men. He gets paid to win football games. And I think in many ways, my argument for the portal is that it's great when used appropriately, but at the same time, if they're going to be playing for the same coaches that have not produced in many years, then we end up with the same result almost every time. I mean, just look at the Miamis and the Florida States and some of those schools.
Yeah, that's a really fair point, Emery. And I think, to your point, I expect there are going to be some significant changes in the coaching lineup at season's end, perhaps on both sides of the ball.
I hope so.
And then maybe that's the answer. Maybe that's the answer to your question. I think you're all over it, Emery. It's a really good job. Call more often. Thank you.
I appreciate it, sir.
Yep, well done. I'm just Walt Emery. How about that, Runa? 2024 Clemson student. Love that. I want more of that. You know, we welcome your participation, and you all have something to add. Don't think that you don't. You all have something to add, so just bring it. All right, we'll take a quick break. It's Chris and Tar Heel Chad. As soon as we get back, do not move. We'll be back.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI agent can be set up in minutes to answer calls and questions 24/7, so you never miss a customer, lead, or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Missing shingles, granules in your gutters, or water staining on your ceiling are all warning signs, visual cues that your roof is in need of repair. The next time you check your mail or back out of your driveway, take a glance at your roof, make note of any damage, and call Adams & Co. Roofing for a free no-obligation roof inspection. Adams & Co. Roofing's expert team members will assess the damage and provide top-quality repairs if needed to keep your roof and everything under it safe and sound. Don't wait for a small issue to become a big problem. Call Adams & Co. Roofing today.
Hey everybody, Kwok here with a special announcement. As y'all know, I've been on the Wendy's team 4 years now, and I'm thrilled to announce a new addition to our roster, the Chicken Tender. Our new five-star recruit is bringing 6 bold new sauce additions with him, including Wendy's new signature sauce, Scorchin' Hot and Sweet Chili. When asked what the Wendy's fan base can expect from him, Mr. Tender said, quote, bigger, better, juicier. There's nothing like me in all of Anderson, Oconee, or Pickens County, end quote. So yeah. Get your hands on some Wendy's chicken tenders. No further questions.
Do you hate brown or dead-looking turf in the winter? At Carolina Top Dressing, they can turn your lawn into the beautiful summer green lawn everyone loves with their turf painting service. Also, now through winter is the best time to amend your soil and establish healthy roots. Ask about the soil conditioning program to get this done. Mention you heard this ad on The Roar, and you can save 10% off any of our services. Call today, 864-999-SAND, or visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to get a free quote.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Mail is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Mail today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Mail, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMail.com.
Lennox in the air means money in your pocket. Turn to Heavenly Air of the Upstate LLC for special offers happening today that will put high-quality Lennox air in your home and savings back in your pocket. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,800 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox system. Or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 12 months when financing a new Lennox system. Plus, receive up to $2,600 in federal tax credits. Visit heavenlyaire.com today. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. License number RHB587.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
With fall comes fall weddings. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsman party pack for grooms with a party of 3 or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a gentleman's choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in-stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today. 864-884-892. Serving the Greenville area for 12 years.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
The Roar, your home for all things analytics and salary cap analysis.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm five?
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Dip to the Red Rage, we're back. Texter 710 says, Walt, you do an amazing job from the old to the young. Just a great show. Very kind to you. Very kind. Thank you so much. He also said, guess what? Our offensive line didn't run block when we had Trevor Deshaun either. Quarterback play covered up. I think there's truth in that. I also think that, Taj Boyd's offensive line was an enormous issue. Absolutely enormous issue. And Taj covered it all up. In all the ways he covered up. He was good enough to. The reality is that the quarterback play of late just hasn't been good enough. I mean, people hated DJ Uiagalelei, but the fact is that DJ Uiagalelei was like 22-6 against P4 teams, and he never had a receiver to throw to, and he needed receivers. He was a pocket passer. Cade has lost 12 times and is barely over 500, and he's had receivers. So, And coming into the year, he had an offensive line that Phil Steele and Eric McClain both ranked number one in the country. So, I didn't think it was that because I just didn't think it was athletic enough. But, there were answers. I mean, and I think when we get into this talk about portal, I think that's where it starts. I think it starts with the quarterback. Clemson needs to find an elite portal quarterback to come in and compete for the position. And quite honestly, win the position. I think that's the reality. I mean, that's the elephant in the room people just don't want to actually say, but I think that's the reality. I think Clemson needs to go find one of those guys. Not a bridge quarterback like Clemson's brought in recent times, guys who were either here once or, you hope can be a member of the coaching staff at some point or none of that. I mean, a dog. I mean, a guy who's a leader at the position. Leadership and running an offense at the college level. This isn't about whether a guy goes on to be a great pro or not. It's about leadership and running an offense at the college level. You have situations right now, dueling situations at Georgia Tech and Vanderbilt, where neither of those teams have elite Clemson-level pro talent. But what they have is they have the best leaders in college football at the quarterback position and guys like Haynes King and Diego Pavia, because that's what those guys are. And when they're out of the game, those teams are completely different. Even if they have backups that are quality, they're completely different. These guys are maestros in the way they run their attacks, and they're ultimate leaders. They don't cower. They don't bail. They don't do any of that stuff. They make plays. They make wing plays for their teams and the way their teams play. And those two teams don't play with pace. They actually want to shorten the game, and so neither one of them is going to be able to put up amazing statistics. That's not the job of the quarterback position in those offenses. The job is to win the games, and both of them do. They do it with their arm. They do it with their legs. They do it with their toughness. They do it with their leadership. They do it with their knowledge of the offense. They do it with their ball handling, which is amazing. Haynes King is an amazing ball handler. And so they do all those things. So you could have that type of guy too. But the real question, I think the real question becomes now is who will that guy be? All right. I actually think we can skip ahead in the process. I think we can skip ahead past the is this going to happen? I think we can move to who will it be? I think that's where we are. Chris and Matt. Chris, how are you, Chris? Good to have you.
Good. How are you doing, Walt? You can hear me all right?
Yeah, fine, Chris. Thank you. Appreciate you getting in.
Good. Yep. Hey, I want to thank you for what a great job you do. My teenage son and I love to listen to you. A lot of times we have to listen on the podcast replay through the app because we can't always listen live. But quick question.
Well, by the way, Chris, thank you so much. Thanks to both of you, and I really appreciate you listening however you choose to listen.
No problem. How come y'all don't have a YouTube of y'all's program to rewatch? Like a YouTube video in studio that people can rewatch? My son asked me to ask, so that's why.
Yeah, I don't have an answer to that. I don't know. Because we're in the radio business, and we do have a podcast, and that's really what it is. But, yeah.
Right. I got you. Well, the reason I called is, Clemson fan, I've heard everything I need to hear about Clemson. What is wrong with my Falcons? And you might not have enough time in today's show to explain it.
Yeah.
But give me the broad stroke of it, and I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. Appreciate you and your son. I don't know that anything's really wrong with them. I think they're just growing pains, and their main problem is consistency. And, you know, and obviously if Penix is out, that changes who they are. And that was the case most recently. But, you know, the Falcons didn't stop the run, and they didn't run the ball successfully. And when you have two backs as talented as the two Atlanta has, the first thing is I think they combined for like 13 carries. That's nowhere near enough carries, especially when you don't have Penix. And so, you know, and I'm just talking the last game. But the Falcons have not been consistent at all. I think that's a byproduct of having a lot of young talent at important positions. I don't think there's anything wrong with Atlanta. I think that it's just going to take a little time. You know, what's that thing that Deb Asquindy says about putting in the crock pot, guys being put in the crock pot? I think Atlanta's sort of in the crock pot as a team. And they may not be ready for a little bit. You know, it might not be till next year or maybe the year after that. But I think it's coming. I think it is coming. So I think you'll be fine. Matt, how are you, Matt? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt, thanks for getting me in. It was a great weekend for me, especially how South Carolina lost. I could feel Joe and having a heart attack a 1,000 miles away, wherever he is, and it was pretty awesome. I just wanted to say that. They're a cursed program, and that was evident. I couldn't have had a better loss. real quick, and somebody probably hasn't called about this. How about Memphis? Memphis had a good comeback this weekend against a good team.
Yeah.
I still think that conference is going to produce a surprise playoff team. Who do you think now? Navy's on track to go to the championship game. Who's going to be on the other side? Is it going to be Memphis or USF?
I think, you know, you know, Matt, it's going to depend on how the rest of the games play out. I mean, I still think the most talented team is USF. The team I'll be rooting for is Navy. I picked Navy to be the G5 team before the year, and that still has a chance to come to fruition, and I hope it does. I picked Navy because of Blake Horvath. I think that league is better this year than I ever imagined it being. I think that league is very tough, and if we get – you know, if we get the G5 component of the playoff out of that league, that team's going to be more formidable than I think most imagine. So I'm looking forward to it. And Navy has a really tough out. I mean, Navy's schedule the rest of the way, as I remember it, is basically brutal. So we'll find out how they handle it. They're going to go as far as Horvath can carry them.
And It's just going to be fun to watch. I think all those are good coach teams.
Yeah.
Going through. Last thing I'll run, I think my Colts keep on winning, Walt.
They do.
Taylor's on track. I don't know if he's going to break it, but he could break the single-season rushing record. With the holes they're paving, I think he could. I had an argument with another party, but I was like, we're theoretically the best team in NFL right now. It's not, I mean, of course we play in a weak division, but we can't help that. We keep on knocking them down. So it's kind of cool to see that, but I appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing, Matt. And we'll see how it plays out. Again, I actually think the best team is always determined at playoff time, and at playoff time, you know, the Chiefs are still going to have Mahomes and you're going to still have Daniel Jones, and it's a different Daniel Jones. Maybe. I mean, I've been impressed with the Colts without question, and the NFL is very much a year to year kind of thing. It just is. There's so much parity. Although, again, as I pointed out earlier, it's strange that at the end of the poll process, the same teams seem to wind up there over and over and over again. So so that's the case. I got people asking me about all the quarterbacks. My issue is, are any of the quarterbacks in the portal that fit your profile even going to be interested in Clemson? Dabo's reputation regarding people he recruits and commits to is proceeding and will make it difficult for transfers to consider Clemson. Yeah, I don't know. I can't answer that. I mean, I think it's a fair point. I think the quarterback position is going to be fundamentally open for Clemson in 2026. Ramona, take me to the poll and tell me, do we have any early participants in that, and what the answer to that is looking like?
The question is Clemson's 2026 starting quarterback presently on the roster? Yes has 42.9% and no has 57.1%.
I'm amazed that yes has 42%.
Yes.
I'm amazed. Let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. I don't think I met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure to deal with the IRS. Maybe you have filed several years. You filed. You haven't paid. I don't know. You're thinking of moving to Idaho and living off the grid and getting eaten by a bear. Don't do that. Call David Green. Much easier. David's right here in Greenville. David's a Clemson grad. Has been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. David knows all the options to take your life back. Whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, we have an audit coming up. David can help you. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws, what the IRS will accept as a compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program, and he'll certainly use this IRS program to your best advantage. Look, the Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. Get the peace of mind, the results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff of the Green Law Firm can do it all. Call for a free strategy session, 271-7940, 271-7940. Stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, or on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's green, G-R-E-E-N-E, law.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. W-A-H-T, AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hello, Medicare recipients and Roar listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. If you received a service area reduction letter telling you that your plan is going out at the end of 2025, we can help. Are your prescription drug costs too high and you don't know which way to turn? We can help. Do you have a so-called agent already who you can't get in touch with? We can help. Are you just cotton picking tired of having to make the choices and fight the battles by yourself? We can help. We are independent Medicare insurance agents who sell and service the big seven companies and all of their plans. We do not have a dog in the hunt and will change you anytime that you have a right to change and a need to change. Additionally, all of our help comes at no charge to you. Give us a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. We are truly in this together.
Harrison's is the home of work, Western, and wow! For nearly 30 years, our family has been boots on the ground when it comes to work. The key to our success is great partners like Ariat. We have the largest selection of Ariat in the Carolinas. Need comfortable work boots? Can't go wrong with Ariat. Want to show out at the rodeo? Can't go wrong with Ariat. Looking to wow on date night? Yep, Ariat. Work staples, Western favorites, and casual styles to wow any crowd. Shop Ariat at Harrison's in Malden and Spartanburg or online at harrisonsusa.com.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood.